Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study, 1 Timothy chapter 5, we were talking about people who always have something bad to say about anything that anybody in the church has done. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You ever notice Christians who are employed in Christian ministries and run down and accuse their church, their mission, or the Christian school they may be working for? Yet they're not doing it in front of the ones who employ them. They're doing it to people outside that circle. You see, they're not only hypocrites, they're chickens, you might say. Yet most ministry know the rules and the regulations ahead of time. Recently received an email, one of our listeners who hates our Bible teaching. I guess I can't say it any better than that, because he's let me know just to say how wrong it is to teach verse by verse of the Bible. Now, I've never understood why it's wrong to teach verse by verse of the Bible, but he believes that. And then he calls our Christian education that we have, not in these words, but basically, these words are not as hard as his words, but right. But our education is Mickey Mouse. As a matter of fact, I attended and graduated from Pensacola Christian College, and he acted like, oh, that's nothing, and our modern university is so much better than yours. And oh, he just put it down that there's no academic value to our education. And boy, he just really railed on it. And he knows I went to Pensacola Christian College, and he looked and found the rules. And boy, I tell you, there's some strict rules. There's no drinking. There's no dancing. There's no smoking. There's no immodest dress. The guys and the girls, they have a big swimming pool there, but they don't swim together. And the girls' bathing suits are not these two-piece things either. And so this guy was upset, called, and what do they normally do? They call you legalist and other bunch of things of that nature. And so, yet, every one of those students, even the people who work there, they already know the rules and regulations ahead of time before they say, I'll go. And some of them will end up complaining about the rules and regulations, although they were told about them beforehand. And this is the kind of lady they're talking about here in our passage. Busybodies are people who try to find out the business of others, which is personal, and they begin to spread it. And they'll not hesitate to ask questions just to find out. Then they'll say things they ought not to say. We had a new Christian in our church and got saved there, and we put him in our new members class and had another man to put with him that went through some of the similar circumstances this man had in life. And so I put them together to try to help this man to grow. And about a year after he'd been in our church, he came to me one Sunday and he said, Pastor, I want you to know that you and Brother So-and-so and Brother So-and-so, God has really used you in my life, and it's changed my life, and it's made a big difference. Now, this guy is very serious. He's a young Christian, but very serious, and man with a family. And so he says, Pastor, he says, some people don't like your voice. They don't like the way you enunciate your words, and they run down the fact that your toupe doesn't match your hair. Folks, I don't wear a toupe. It's just that my hair is turning colors, and I don't dye it. I certainly wouldn't dye it the way I do. Well, you know, I didn't tell him any different, because he was so sincere and at the point of tears about what the ministry had meant to him. So I just couldn't tell him any different. And I'm sure that even today, he still thinks that poor preacher lost all of his hair and he's wearing a toupe and he bought the wrong one and it doesn't match. Well, that's just the way it goes. Now, this lady, she's a busybody. And what a shame that is. Now, that takes us to the requirements as a result of these commands in verses 14 through 16. One might say this is a summary so that there is no doubt in anybody's mind. The younger women, marry instead of looking at this as your ministry. We see that in verse 14. He says, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. Bear children and guide the house, whether you can or can't have children. You know, that term, guide the house, literally means to manage family affairs. Now, that flies in the face of modern feminism, but modern feminists will get straightened out when they stand before God. Now, God wants the woman there for the children and the maintenance of the house, while the man is out working by the sweat of his brow. Now, let me say this. In that day, it was 6 days, not five or less, that the man went out and worked. So men, if you're not out there 6 days a week and you're not doing that, as a matter of fact, you're even now wanting your wife to have a job and that she work, don't be a tyrant about her not doing her part, especially if you're expecting her to help you in your part of living by the sweat of the brow. So again, yes, a woman takes care of the maintenance of the house and the cleaning and making sure the children learn how to clean house and do these various things. But also, that husband, if she's helping the husband in jobs and she has to go outside the home and do that, he needs to also do his part in the home. Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. Be so involved in the marriage, children, and guiding the house that you do not get involved in the things of verses 11 and 12, which give the adversary, that is, that one who is against you spiritually, that old devil, don't give him the chance to make the charges, as we read in verse 13. Idle, wandering from house to house, tattler, gossip, busybody, speaking things that jot not. See, this is what keeps you from that. Remember, the world will judge any ministry most often by its least worthy spiritual worker. Someone said that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. You be a strong link in the home, ladies. Verse 15, we read there, for some are already turned aside after Satan. Now, this is reiterating what has just been said, because this has already happened in the church with some. They had good intentions in putting the widow to work, but there was a criteria set in place to prevent these things from happening. And when that person ignored it and remarried, and many times didn't remarry in the Lord, married an unsaved or backslid person and went another direction. You see, they've already turned aside to Satan. By the way, let me just add this. Dads, moms, don't let your daughter date an unsaved boy, and boys, don't date an unsaved girl. Don't do it. That gives place to the devil. That's never a good thing. Now, boy wants to date a girl. Girl, if you are allowed and the boy asks you for a date, you tell him, if he's unsaved, you're only allowed to date in one place, that is at your church. He can come in there and sit with you. Okay? And that's it. And that's where he meets you, and that's where he leaves you, is at church. And then maybe when this young man finds Christ as Savior, then it can go on from there. But don't let it go any further. Don't even get a thought in your mind of, oh, what would it be like if he got saved and we could just grow in love? No. The only thing you're concerned about is that he gets saved, not what happens after that at this point. Now, in verse 16, he says, if any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them. And let not the church be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Now, he goes right straight back to the present paragraph. And it's a summary also. Christian families need to do their God-given duty and not try to put it on the church. In fact, I don't even think you should try to put it on the state. Now, I think it is wise to have Social Security. I think it's wise to have retirement accounts and things that can take care of that widow and take care of the one that you leave behind. And sometimes a rest home is needed because a lady requires 24/7 care. And sometimes your wife is not capable of doing that and you're out working a job. Therefore, a home, but still you've got to be there, visit her often. Make sure that she is taken care of. But the church, number one, its responsibility is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and the teaching and preaching of the word. And so, when we hold back money from missions, from preaching the gospel, from spreading the gospel, because we are helping widows who are not widows indeed, and we're becoming a social welfare agency, then we corrupt the offering that was made unto the Lord through our offering plates. By the way, when you're tithing an offering in your local church, do you realize that that is likened to the sweet savor offering of the Old Testament? It is a form of worshiping God. If you go to church and your church takes up a collection, you say, I want to participate in worship. You can participate in worship by giving in your local church tithe and offering. The church helps widows that are widows indeed, as is outlined here for us in 1 Timothy chapter 5. Now that's what the Bible teaches. It's up to those who pastor churches, the deacons, if they're going to carry it out. It's up to families if they're going to obey God. I'm just telling you, this is what the Bible gives as imperative commands. And it also lets you know, if you're not willing to do these things, then don't think of yourself as a good Christian. Don't think of yourself as a good church. Don't think of yourself as good people.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.